This Veterans Week, I invite you to share what remembrance means to you. Think about that for a second. Is it remembering a First World War soldier in the trenches? Is it thinking of a NATO peacekeeper or a soldier currently in the Middle East? Whatever it may be, we want to know what remembrance means to you. Share your video on social media and encourage your followers to do the same. For me, remembrance is spending time with Canada's veterans. It's listening to their stories, their sacrifices, and watching history come to life. So, Canada, what does remembrance mean to you? We want to hear.
Some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean?
Especially when you know.
You haven't been doing the things you should do.
This is The Medicine Show. I'm Jason Lawrence on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to Betty Wright, No Pain, No Gain, which was one of our thoughts of prescription. We'll be right back.
In order to be something, you gotta go through something. Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's all right to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
It's going all right.
See, you can't give up because times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart.
Jason Lawrence, welcome to The Medicine Show.
I had a dream last night while I was laying on my bed.
So there's a couple things we want to start off with is that being Remembrance Day, like to acknowledge all the sacrifice. So here's a little piece of, I believe this is poetry from Robert Herrick. So I'm going to bring down the music even a little bit more here. If little labor, little are our gains. Man's fortunes are according to his pains. In the hours of my distress, when my temptations me oppress, and when I my sins confess, when I lie within my bed, sick with heart and a head, and with doubt discomforted, when this house doth sigh and weep, and the world is drowned in sleep, yet mine eyes the watch do keep. Sweet Spirit, comfort me. And Ali Ghazani, who is not here with us right this moment, I'm not sure exactly where he is, but it's raining out there, so perhaps we might even see him yet, hear from him yet tonight. Whoops. Jumping up and down there. He says, tonight I'm going to take a big shout out and say thank you to all of the Guardians Unknown for offering themselves for us all that we may keep freedom our home. Bit of news, the supermoon on November 14th, 2016 will be the closest the full moon has been to Earth since January 26th, 1948. The next time the full moon is even closer to the Earth will be on November 25th, 2034. The dates are based on UTC time. Welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence. And I'm here with DJ Ray. How you doing, DJ Ray?
Okay.
He is here to help out tonight. And tonight's guests are Yuka Nishioka and Brandon Kays.
Yay!
Also tonight, after them, we're going to have Scott Lunn from Scotland. Can you believe it? Scott Lunn from Scotland.
He's Scottish.
He must be Scottish, right? Pat Axe is also here, blues and reggae guitar and singer-songwriter dude. And Yuka is going to play the accordion. Brandon's going to play his guitar. They got some of their own original music. We're on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land.
And we're online, CITR.ca.
That's correct. You can listen even a little bit clearer online at CITR.ca. So, Vancouver, we are from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly.
Thank you.
Thank you too, DJ Ray. You're listening to Link Ray, Fire and Brimstone, and we have another prescription. Use discernment, because sometimes things are not always what they seem. Discernment is defined by Merriam-Webster as the quality of being able to grasp and comprehend what is obscure. So we have just finished the world's most publicized reality gong show with the election and its buildup. To be continued, next episode, January 20th, 2017, when Mr. Trump will be sworn into office. So let the reality show continue. We will open up the mics to give the people a voice after their thoughts after this. So first of all, we're starting out with Yuka Nishioka and Brandon Kays, who are both in at the same time. They're going to be performing separate things of their songs. So, Yuka is from Japan and currently living in Vancouver. She started teaching herself accordion in early 2015. And you know what that means? That's like just yesterday. Congratulations. That's like really cool. Soon after, she joined a band and started to play at open mics, shows, festivals, and busk in the city last summer. Now the blast has ended and she thought it's time to work on her own solo project. And she's been writing her original songs and slowly started to play music for people again, opposed to her room. And Brandon Kayes, I'm going to do your introduction right away. He's a self-taught musician hailing from the mysterious suburbs. The mysterious suburbs. His favorite foods are burritos, and his father, Chris, is a pipe fitter. Can you believe it? Ladies and gentlemen, Yuka Nishioka. I'm sorry. Yuka. You know, these two used to be in a band called the Roommates Band, and I met them through our good friend...
Shiki?
Yeah, Shiki Numaguchi. We love you if you can hear us. Where are you? We miss you. Okay, so who wants to start? Okay, let's start you out here. And now I'm going to switch up. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Watch your levels.
All right, so we're doing the switch here.
Do the switch.
All right.
Go ahead, Yuka.
Hello, my name is Yuka from Japan. Tonight I'm going to play my original song, our first song called Attic.
All right.
Woo! Very nice.
Love the accordion.
Under 2 years playing it. Isn't that like a lot of buttons?
Yeah, 96 buttons.
Here. We got to get you a speaking button.
There we go.
You can speak right into that.
There we go.
All right. How many buttons on this machine?
96 bass button.
And are you taking classes, or how did you learn to do this?
I taught myself.
Like on the internet or something with books, or how did you learn the scales and everything?
Actually, I don't know about music theory. Like just playing around and then find the good...
The sweet spot.
Sweet spot. Yeah.
So our long intro means that we're going to come right back in just a minute after we have an advertisement. So are we ready to go? We'll be right back.
The second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Woo! We are back on the Medicine Show, CITR.
And CITR.ca.
Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. All right, the medicine of the people. All right, music is medicine, and so we have Brandon Keyes back in the studio with us after a long time no see. How are you doing, Brandon?
Particularly fantastic. Fresh off the road, I just got back this weekend from playing a music festival on the island called the Woodstove Festival.
Where was that?
Cumberland, BC, just outside of Courtney.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It really was. A little mining town that turned into an entire festival. The entire street's full of jamming till about 3 in the morning every night.
Love that. They used to have the Courtney Fair out there at the Forbidden Plateau. That was so cool. So, do you want to start us off with a song and then we'll say hello afterwards again?
Yeah, let's do this thing.
Person next to you and help them start to spin. Look around the room for all the empty spots to win. Keep spreading the spirals till you see some Cheshire grins. There's a lot of life to stir up once the people start to spin. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars right out of their eyeballs. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars out of their eyeballs. Person next to you and help them start to think. Send your secret signal of your knowledge in a wink. Keep spreading the spirals till our thoughts begin to link. There's a power in shared knowledge that'll draw us to the brink. Ooh, there are people spinning spirals, spilling stars right out of their eyeballs. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars right out of their eyeballs. Help them start to feel. Harmonize as one till separation starts to peel. Share your heart entirely as you dance from toe to heel. There's a lot of life to stir up once the people start to reel. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars right out of their eyeballs. There are people spinning spirals, spilling stars right out of their eyeballs. Thank you. Grab the person next to you and help them start to spin. Grab the person next to you and help them start to spin. Grab the person next to you and help them start to spin. Grab the person next to you and help them start to spin.
The musical genius of Brandon Case on the Medicine Show.
Oh, that was awesome.
Shucks, thanks. Shucks, thanks.
It's been a while, man. I almost forgot. What has been going on in the world, the crazy, wonderful world of Brandon Case? Besides the festival and going out of town, you moved around a little bit, and so you're settled back in Vancouver?
Yeah, indeed. I'm living over on Fraser Street, and I spent the entire summer more or less hitchhiking. I think...
Was that one of those social experiments, or was it just an adventure for you, or what was it?
That's just life adventure for me. I don't really want to pay gas money, you know, and if festivals are only going to pay me for my travel fees, then it means that I can keep those travel fees for myself rather than invest them in a car or something like that. And you never know who you're going to meet either. That's the best part of hitchhiking.
JJ's
Jason agrees.
I'm getting all choked up.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you know, we're going to move on real quick, but I wanted to ask you, our idea was about discernment, and we wanted to ask you what you thought about the U.S. election in a brief little statement. You got any words about what has transpired?
I greatly, greatly look forward to a wonderful impeachment coming up.
Hooray!
What about you?
Well, about me?
Are you paying attention to the reality show called the Hillary versus Donald campaign trail and election?
No, not at all. I don't really know about that.
Do you think? Okay, so I kind of stepped aside from watching the show on TV, but you know, I think that it was you know, people didn't really have much of a choice between the two. It's corruption or corruption. So, but did you notice anything that stirred some emotion about the whole process for you?
Nope.
Would you like to play us a song and you can express your feelings musically?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, that sounds good. What do you have a name for these songs?
Yes, I have. I called it "I Disappear."
I Disappear from Yuka Nishioka.
Here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Woo!
Yeah. All right. That was Yuka Nishioka on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. So I just got a pleasant surprise.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Brandon Case has just informed me that we're going to have a special roommates sort of style performance. So the Roommates Band was a band that's been on The Medicine Show a couple times over the last couple of years. And we're minus one person, but let's give it a whirl, as they say.
A whirl. Here we go.
Thank you. Just for reference's sake, this is a song about the dangers of not being able to make out with dogs.
Oh.
Yep. Important stuff. You ready, Yuka?
Yep.
Life's gotten sterile, senseless repetition. So I'll go on vacation, fly out to France. I'll eat all the food and I'll meet all new people, feel all new feelings, yep, then I'll go dance. But couldn't find company. Instead, all I could find was a lonely stray dog. We nosed around meatballs and slurped the same noodle. Kissed just a little, folks said that was wrong.
Thank you.
Hi, that's what I would call the roommates band. That is Brandon Kays and Yuka Nishioka on the Medicine Show. So we're going to do a switch up for the next project that's coming up. We got Scott Lunn from Scotland. Scotland.
Scottish.
It's Scotland from Scotland.
Yes.
So recently I had the pleasure of seeing Angel Forrest play when, and then I interviewed her, and we will have that that interview coming up is after a short time.
All right.
So not tonight, of course, but so the great award-winning voice, here is Angel Forrest with Johnny Flash, and the song is called Hangman. We'll be right back with Scott Lunn from Scotland.
on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Here's JJ.
Did we have commercials?
We're going to go come back in a moment. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting healing energy. Live music and laughter.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. till late, right after the medicine show. Email us. CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
And we're back on the medicine show. Actually, Jason, do you have a website for the show?
Well, yeah, we do.
And what is the website?
It's called themedicineshow.ca, including the word T-H-E, themedicineshow.ca.
There you go.
You can also find us on Facebook at Vancouver Medicine Show and Twitter, Van Medicine Show. I don't use Twitter as much as I probably responsibly should, you know.
Instagram?
No. Oh, yeah, I just started that.
Yeah.
But that's just as Jason Lawrence, so.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. I'll try and post some of these things for anybody who's listening. So,
lots of photographs. All right.
Here we are
and
with
we have...
Scott Lund from Scotland. Scotland. A singer-songwriter born from and raised in a musical family and from Edinburgh, Scotland, visiting here. He wants to stay, if that's or come back at least, do some more songwriting.
That'll be fun.
See how this goes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, just a real quick question. We were talking at the beginning of the show about discernment, because after all, supposedly it's elections that get these people in office. How did you feel about the American election scene? It was like a big, ridiculous reality TV show.
How did you feel?
Did it affect you emotionally in some way, or?
Nah, it doesn't really bother me, to be honest. I just kind of thought, you know, a guy that wears fake tans, one of the most powerful people in the world, so.
It's pretty funny.
That's quite funny, eh? And the Simpsons predicted it and that, so. You know, I think if Donald Trump can make it, anybody can make it.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm. You know, have some hope, have some faith.
Yeah.
If he could do it, I could do it.
Too. Yeah.
100%.
Right on. So, you're a singer-songwriter. What did you want to start off singing? Is there a name to this song?
This song doesn't really have a name, to be honest.
It's called the No Name Song.
It's called the
The generic song.
It's probably called Until I'm With You.
Until I'm With You.
Until okay. I'm With You, but just...
That'll do. We usually fill in a little space on the computer saying what we played tonight, so we'll, yeah. we'll put that in there, Until I'm With You.
Just put, call it the Jason Lawrence song.
I actually
prefer that name. The Jason Lawrence song.
Beautiful. Okay.
Until I'm With Jason Lawrence.
Nice. Woo-hoo. I'm getting I'm getting all flustered.
Ah, he's getting all flustered.
It's okay. All new, folks.
Take it away.
I want you to be honest with me. Yes, I believe in the tears you cried when I walked away. It'd be lies if I would say I didn't need you. I wandered the streets with you on my mind. Yes, I was dreaming of you.
On the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
And, of course, his name is Scott.
Lund.
First name, L-U-N-N.
That's the last name.
Yes. Not Scotland.
That'll be the second name.
L-U-N-N. Lund.
Oh, is there a middle name?
Yeah, I've got Richard James.
Oh, nice. So.
Sounds famous.
Ricky Jimmy.
So, I've got a question for you. Have you ever eaten haggis?
Of course I have. I'm born on January the 25th, Rabbi Burns Day, so haggis is a... Do you know what that means?
Right.
Haggis is basically January the 25th.
Okay.
No, for those people who don't understand, Rabbi Burns Day, did you say?
Rabbi Burns Day is basically haggis day.
Wow.
So I'm born on haggis day.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And okay, so it really, to the people who live here, that might seem like something not so appetizing because it's like...
It's amazing.
There's like oatmeal, which is not everybody's favorite porridge,
no.
Stuffed inside of the intestine of a sheep, is it?
I mean, it's you know, interesting. See, the next song I'm going to play is the next song I'm going to play is produced by my buddy Andrew McFarlane, and he's a vegan.
Oh, right.
So if he hears me talking about what haggis is made of, he's going to go bananas. I'm going to need to stay at Pat's for the rest of the week.
Nice.
But basically it's made of all that sort of stuff with some spices. It's nice.
Well, okay. So my other question for you was, if someone were to visit Scotland, you know, every place has its own flavor. Every place has its own specific sort of, you know, culture. Would someone, is there something you can think of that's so different that people would just be like culture shock?
In Scotland, Edinburgh, it's probably one of the most beautiful cities you'll ever see, really, because it's small and there's like, you know, literally like the spine of the city is like a castle at one end and a palace at the other, and it's like a mile apart.
Right.
So, you know, you can walk that in like, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And at the bottom of the Royal Mile, there's like a, you know, an extinct volcano. And at the top, there's a big, beautiful castle and surrounded by beautiful buildings. And Edinburgh's got one of the highest concentration of Georgian buildings and Victorian buildings, I think. But Georgian especially is so beautiful down in...
What's a building?
Building.
Oh, sorry?
Buildings, architecture.
Yes.
So the architecture will blow you away. You.
It's the Scottish accent, so...
Yeah. It's a Scottish accent.
You know, I got to learn that language, you know?
Yeah, but the architecture will literally blow you away, and there's loads. It's really beautiful city.
Amazing. So what is the next song called?
The next song's called Young Years, which I've just recorded with my buddy Andy. So
Young Years.
Yeah,
I said it to you. Yeah. So what's it about?
It's about me when I was a young boy, probably about 13 or something.
Were you mischievous? Did you get into trouble?
I probably did get into trouble, yeah.
So this is more
not
about...
Not the trouble you're thinking, Jason.
No.
The heterosexual trouble.
No.
Nah, it's...
You know, flushed again.
Yes.
Nah, just normal trouble.
Okay.
Normal 13-year-old
Skipping
trouble.
Stones and, you know, riding your bike.
A little bit more dodgy than that, but yeah.
Woohoo! Okay, go ahead and sing the song, I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Ready?
Yeah. At your leisure. Oh, wait. No. Can you wait one more second? Okay, go ahead now.
Uh-oh. Jason grabs his phone, and he's now taking a picture of everybody here. Or not.
She let me down. Over the rainbow she flew, and the home is far away, only 70. When I saw you flying, and she said nothing, younger days, young
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news. Reflecting your views, this is CYPR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
All right, you're tuning into the community living
this
show.
Is the
sorry.
Community living show.
Sorry.
Where am
the medicine
I?
Show.
That's
there we
okay
go.
Too.
That's where we are now.
It doesn't matter which show we call it, you know.
I do my show Thursdays. It's the Community Living Show, so.
Positive, man. Positive,
yeah, positive,
vibration,
positive,
man.
Positive. Yes, of course.
All right. Well,
and this is the medicine show.
It is. It's supposed to be medicinal.
The medicine show. The medicine show. We are on the medicine show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only going to do one more song because if I do any more than that, you'll need medicine after you hear.
You'll need a pill just to calm down.
Once you hear the full album, you'll be needing some medicine.
Okay, so speaking of which. Your name will people be able to find you by just looking up Scott Lunn, L-U-N-N?
Not really. I'm a bit incognito. We don't really from Scotland. We don't really want anybody to find us.
I'm very exclusive, you know.
Yeah. No. I'm not
just
exclusive.
Kidding.
if anybody wants to find me,
elusive?
Just call Jason.
There you go.
I'll be
there
his.
So then the question comes up, when you make this music, are people going to be able to purchase it or find it and like enjoy
to be honest
that?
With you, if they just email me, I'll give it to them for free.
Well, that's amazing. So,
well, I just mean like, you know, until it goes viral, then I'll charge them a couple of quid.
We got a piece of Scotland!
Exactly. Now, nice. I mean, if anybody wants to hear The Young Years, which I've just recorded with Andrew McFarlane, they just need to ask, and I can send them a copy. Wow.
So, if anybody's curious, check out us. Check out themedicineshow.ca. Check out the Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. Get
you
a hold
too.
Of me, Jason Lawrence. I'll hook you up with some Scott Lunn music. There's just an opportunity, anyway.
Now you need bagpipes.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Go ahead. Did you
want
to?
You want me to go into the third tune? My last tune.
Well, did you want to talk about Hillary and Donald again?
Don't mention Hillary.
No, no.
That's my ex. No, it's not. Hillary Clinton, you mean?
Yeah, I was just. I mean, I was just giving you the floor in case you did want to say anything more. I mean, no. I'm enjoying this music, so it's incredible. So
yeah, I mean, like I'm not. To be honest, I plan on saying nothing, and then just the more you talk, the more I feel like talking.
So Let's talk about it.
This song's called Come On, Come On, and I'm hoping I'm going to be recording this with Andrew on maybe Monday.
Before you leave?
I'm leaving on Friday unless like...
So he's in Scotland?
He's in Vancouver. He's from Edinburgh.
Do you guys do that long-distance recording?
No, well, we have done in the past, but I'm recording in his house just now.
Mm. Okay.
So, and he's really mega talent, so you should get him on the show. And the Kyla Koopman
Band.
Oh,
please do. Yeah, tell them.
Talking about the real deal here.
Yeah, no, tell them that we're always looking for more talent. So if anybody's listening and believes that they have something to share that's got some, you know, musical integrity, songwriters, people who's got some poetry or some laughter, just get a hold of us and we'll see if we can hook you up on the medicine show. So, Scott Lunn and... What's it called?
This song's called Come On, Come On. Thank you.
all in. Come on, come on, I'm falling. And hallelujah, am I getting through? Lord, hear me praying. Hear what I'm saying.
Bravo.
Scotland, nice. The Medicine Show.
Scotland, yes.
Thank you.
All right, do we have a song queued up after that?
We do.
What song are we going to listen to there, DJ Rye?
Just give me a moment here.
It's called Serotonin, and that's the song is called Pure Sea.
Yes. We'll so we're going to play back?
With. Well, actually.
Well, Pat X is coming, am I right?
That's correct, Pat Axe. We'll be right back after Serotonin with Pat Axe.
All right, here we go.
Said we're gonna live, 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 live on forever. Because we love, 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 love each other. Live, 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 live on forever. Because we love, love, love. Connected at the root, we will plant your seed that will surely grow. We'll grow on forever and ever. I'm singing for pure seed. Grow on forever and ever. I'm singing for each mice. Grow on forever and ever. I'm singing for pure seed. Pure seed in this valley, yeah. Pure seed in Willamette Valley. Pure seed across the land. Pure seed in Rogue Valley. Pure seed across the land. Pure seed in Sacramento Valley. Pure seed across the land. We best believe, we best believe, 'cause the season don't come changing everything. We best believe, we best believe, 'cause the season don't come changing everything. Like spring into the summer.
with the rain to bring the thunder, leaves rising strong from the wintry dreams. I'm slumber ponder this as clear as the mist grew thick in the thick of it, like stuck consciousness. We might drift in a ship, but find myself up in the river, getting blessed by the stream, getting clean, getting clean. Sweet blessings sinking deep, I can feel it in my feet, you know my roots run deep. I'm a dreamer saving my seeds, pure corn seed, pure corn seed. Ish mice, pure corn seed, pure corn seed. Ish mice, pure corn seed, pure corn seed. Ish mice, pure everything, pure everything.
So just we're back on the Medicine Show and we're listening to Serotonin. I just wanted to come in and say that at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in South Dakota, hundreds opposed to the Dakota Access Pipeline are preparing their camp for a long fight, a cold winter, and a possible influx of new supporters. So far, some of these opponents to the pipeline have endured pepper spray and dogs set on them that were videoed with blood on their mouths after being set on the protesters. There have been reports of people being put into dog cages and held as prisoners without proper presentation or legal process. Opponents of the 1,900-kilometer pipeline are being developed by Texas-based Energy Transfer Partner, says it
threatens.
Well, no.
Does it?
That's who it's being developed by. Okay. They say that it threatens the Missouri River, a source of drinking water for several American states. And the protest camps with thousands of people in them have sprung up near Standing Rock, which is on the banks of the Missouri. Immediately, south of where the pipeline will cross the river. And right. So already this week, the temperature has dropped significantly, sometimes as low as -2 Celsius during the night. And there is a debate about the ownership. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it's their land, but the Sioux tribe claims that the land rightfully belongs to them under the 1851 Laramie Treaty. So I was mentioning that Buckman Co. is on. He's there now delivering supplies to the camp, and he'll be back next week to play a couple songs on our show. We're looking forward to having Buckman Co. in next week.
Cool.
So for now, we have Pat Axe in the studio.
Who is Pat Axe?
Pat Axe is been through a few different transformations, but originally reggae, gone into blues, was into rock for a while.
Nice.
He was nicknamed Axe many years ago because as a guitarist, people would say, "Hey, Pat, where's your axe?" he's also a painter and an artist, and he can be commissioned for pieces. People can view his stuff on Instagram or on Facebook page, or just message him and inquire. Mm. So he began playing professionally in Toronto in the 1980s at folk clubs and in a reggae band, reggae and soul band called Burning Desire. He's known by many of his musical peers, which are well-known names. He toured Jamaica and Barbados, and then...
No. He played the Jamaican Barbadian scene in southern Ontario.
Uh-oh.
Right. Sure. But it says you toured Jamaica and Barbados, and then on to rock?
No. I toured around southern Ontario in the Jamaican and Barbadian club scene.
Ah, oh, okay. So you didn't actually tour in Barbados and Jamaica. You played that type of music.
No. I was playing with all those cats, and they taught me how to play reggae. And
here, let's get you on the...
There you go.
Yeah, they taught... I was hanging out with all the Jamaican guys, and and I was playing in, places like... Actually, one of the places I was playing, and I remember doing it 6 nights there, was a place called the Carib Club. And it was at Kennedy Road in Eglinton.
I remember Carib.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience.
Well, yeah. So I'm glad you clarified that, because I was thinking that it was like something in the tropics or something. the record release, produced by Doug Johnson of Loverboy.
Everybody's working on the
weekend. That was Ernest Lee's CD. I was on Ernest Lee's CD and in his band. So Ernest Lee came out to Vancouver from Toronto probably around 96 or something and found me and said, "Hey, Pat Axe, I want you in my band, blah, blah, blah." So I played with Ernest for a little while, and we recorded a CD, and I'm on Ernest Lee's CD, and the CD was produced by Doug Johnson from Loverboy.
Nice.
Oh, cool. So your music can be found online at CD Baby and iTunes?
Yep, and Reverb Nation, and I can be found on Facebook.
Yeah, you can view your stuff on Instagram and Facebook, am I right?
Well, I don't have my music posted on Instagram. Oh, okay. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
That would be interesting. You can watch the music now.
Nice.
So how about starting us off with a song?
Okay, I'll do a song called Hot Summer Night.
Tell us about that.
Well, Hot Summer Night, it's a funny story. I wrote the song, and then I was playing in Two Pulse 3, and I wrote the song. It was the last song I wrote before the band finished.
Okay.
And then basically I got home from... It always takes a while to process something and come up with. So I was playing Burning Desire. I got home from a gig late at night, lying in bed. Somebody went out on their balcony, lived in a building behind where I lived, shot off a gun. And, people go, "Oh, it sounds like a firecracker. It sounds like backfire in a car." No.
It was a gun.
It was a gun. Nothing. It's like when you hear a gun, it's a gun. Yeah. So the cops, all I did was, I'm lying in bed, and I took all those thoughts and put them and wrote them down in the morning. And that is the first verse. And then the second verse and third verse, I couldn't remember the verses. So I rewrote them a couple of years ago with just imagery of hot summer nights.
Wow. Very cool. Let's hear that.
And here you go. Woke up to the sound of gunfire. Some madman said, "Shot his new gun. Thank God, please, we're out cruising. Thank God. Just not summer night in the city. Just not summer night in the city. Just not summer night. When it gets dark at night, people can't eat, they can't sleep. So they take to cruising down Main Street. Just all trying to beat the heat, yeah. Just not summer night in the city. Just not summer night in the city. Not summer night.
All right.
Very cool. Very cool. Got an axe on the medicine show.
Yep.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Devil Mayweather, East Vanity Parlor, East Van Graphics, F is in Frank, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Texts, RX Comics, The Rag Machine, The Wallflower Modern Diner, True Value Vintage, I Found Gallery, and Woo Vintage Clothing. What would we do without our friends?
Party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon. Watch, because I'm the man.
Cool. Okay, we're back on the air of the Medicine Show, and tonight we've got Justin Patrick sitting in with, I'm sorry.
Just... Patrick who?
Just give me a second.
Okay,
I'm looking through my stuff. So Justin Patrick is in with Patrick Axe.
Pat Axe.
On the Medicine Show.
Yes.
Go ahead, guys.
Okay, so here's a song I wrote called Hello Blues. It originally started off as a country song. And you'll see the similarities. And I was listening to a lot of Hank Williams, and I just read Hank Williams' biography. And basically, I do Hank Williams. And this is closer to some of the material I play with the Pat Axe Band. And we'll be playing the Flamingo on December the 23rd. And I got a new song, which I just played, Hot Summer Night, but it's not out up on iTunes yet. So here's a tune. It's in G. And it's called Hello Blues. Hello, blues. You just fall me on my room. Hello, blues. You just fall me in my room. Just want to feel blue. You're my whole friend, the blues. You're my old friend, my old friend, the blues. Just when I was feeling down, you just fall me in my own room. Just when I was feeling down, you're my whole friend, the blues. 2 and 4. Went out for a walk late the other night. There wasn't a moon, not a star inside. I was wondering if I was really here on Earth, or just a black hole filled with hood. Well, I've got the blues, and I wrote this song just for you. Well, I've got the blues. Well, it's the only feeling I've ever had. You're my old friend, my old friend, the blues. All right, play it. This country song just for you. Well, I've got the blues. Well, it's all the feeling I've ever had. Well, you're my old friend, my old friend, blues. Thank you for having me.
Patrick.
Woo!
Justin Patrick.
Thank you, Justin.
All right,
so.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks, everybody, for coming on the show. These guys are going to play us out on a blues number instead of doing any pre-recorded music.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
So,
okay, so every Friday evening.
Friday night.
Friday night from 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. So I'm Jason Lawrence. I'm here with DJ Ray.
And thank you to the maker.
Let's give thanks. Sure.
To the maker. And thank you to the guests.
Yeah, Yuka Nishioka and Brandon Kays.
Paul Axe, Scott Lund.
No, that's Pat Axe. Pat Axe.
I'm sorry, Pat Axe and Scott Lund. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there to this beautiful city.
Keep listening to this beautiful city because it has something to say. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook as Vancouver Medicine Show, Twitter as Van Medicine Show, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. I'll try and post maybe a picture or two of Pat Axe has been playing a most amazing, beautiful dobro, doing the slide guitar, smoking hot tonight. And thank you so much for that. I'll try and get some stuff. So join us next week when we will have Caitlin Sipe and Buckman Coe, who will be back from delivering his supplies to Standing Rock. Google it. It's a social justice travesty.
Mm. And stay tuned for the late night show with me, DJ Ray. I've got some songs with DMB Portal coming up. Two podcasts, of course, that'll be coming up. You don't want to miss that, so stick around for that.
So for a quick 10 seconds of silence, we're going to leave you with a very quiet and calm, peaceful good night and Remembrance Day to all those who have sacrificed for us. Whether it was right or wrong, thank you.
Thank you.
Kia B. Damn right I got the blues I'm gonna sing for you. Well, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling down. Damn right I got the blues I'm gonna sing 'em for you. Well, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling down. Well, my daddy said to me, work hard and things will come. Well, you know, I worked hard all my life, I ain't got no help from no one. Well, I don't feel I belong, don't feel I can go home. This feeling's got me down, feeling so alone. Damn right I got the blues. Well, damn right I got the blues, I'm gonna sing 'em for you. All right. Some say it takes years, some say it takes a lifetime. I know never stop until the day I get it right. From the cradle to the grave, you gotta make it pay. Damn right I got the blues, I won't sing 'em for you. Thank you.